All right, everybody, living well with Rent Well. Rob here. I'm here with Andy Gercheck, who is the king now of this adjusting, and he's also a real estate investor. So he likes working with us. He's a landlord himself, right? And his company is called All City Adjusting. He's based in the Midwest, but he's in 22 states, including Pennsylvania, which I think we have a lot of listeners hear from. So Andy, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So you have a firm that reaches out to help get you scheduled. And you said, like, you're like the only public adjuster out there that's doing this on big time. So you figured out how to scale your business to multi-states. Correct. That could be a whole episode in and of itself, but today we want to really hone in on leveraging public adjusting for landlords.
Perfect. Yeah, we've scaled it and we're scaling it and trying to be nationwide and really, really tailor our clients to be only, you know, tailor our services for investors and for landlords. And that's where it's, you know, making us grow and kind of grow with our investors. As they grow their portfolios, we grow with them. And we'll get into all that, how we help them out.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Love to do that. My own experience on my own portfolio up until this point has not required a public adjuster. I was involved with one property in the city and it didn't go very well. And my property management client was kind of told me a few months later, man, that didn't really help. Well, so now we know you. So tell us, if you're a landlord, like, when do you get, and there's a claim, when do you get the adjuster involved?
So again, insurance company is going to have their own adjuster, right? And they're going to say, well, we got someone else that's working, you know, the insurance company is sending out an adjuster. That adjuster is working for them, right? They're paying him the bonuses, all the salaries, everything, all the extras, right? So who's working for you? Technically, he can't represent two parties. So that's when public-private adjusters come in, right, like us. And so you want us on your team before you even have a loss, right? Get, you know, talk to a couple of PAs, see which one you like and you want to work. They can, for what we do for our clients is we'll review their policies, kind of their property, see if there's any open liabilities. We do that for free in-house. Our team will look through the policy, you know, make sure, hey, there's additional coverages that you need, or maybe you have too much coverage here. We do that for free just to create a relationship, right? Because you might never have a claim, but that's okay. We'll always have a relationship. But if you do, you're obviously, we've already worked. You already know us. We've looked at those policies. We know the properties. So that's where you want a PA. Most people don't call a PA till I've been delayed, I'm denied, something's been 3 months, something's not, you know. Okay. That's when a lot of people start giving us a call. And sometimes it's too late. That's kind of the only issue that happens when a lot of people want to trust the insurance or say, hey, they're going to be okay. And that's the always when they, well, 3 months later, they call us and say, man, they sent me a denial letter. Why'd they deny your claim? Well, this is what I said. And now we have to go back and we're like, well, you already said all this stuff. You told them too much. And now it's hard. Now we have to kind of recreate a story and go back. So, but to answer your question, as early as you can, have a PA on your
team. Early as you can, the insurance company is looking out for them. We usually go through brokers. Is the broker looking out for me as well as the insurance company, do you think, the insurance broker? Or are they – who do they really work for?
Yeah, as we speak, the good brokers, we have three referrals from three different brokers that just called, that just notified us of their clients that need help with losses. Brokers, independent brokers they know what's going on in the industry. They see it going on, even the best ones. The ones that are in denial, that say, you don't need a PA, they're in denial. Then they're in cahoots with either their insurance or they have a restoration or some vendors that they're recommending because they know a good PA is going to get their clients paid.
Yeah.
So now the brokers that represent the firms like State Farms, the Allstates, the USAs, where they're just selling for them, they're going to be like, no, you know, we'll take care of you. Like, we just literally had a client that called and that's known us for 3 years, known what we do, called us and said, hey, I think I screwed up. What happened? Well, I called the insurance. I told them I had storm damage. And then my agent said, you don't need an adjuster. They're going to send out someone. Don't call a private one. Okay. So he didn't call me, even though we've known each other for a long time. Insurance came out and they said, hey, we're just going to pay to repair a couple of shingles all over your large roof, right? So then he called and said, what do I do now? Well, now we're fighting an uphill battle because you trusted an agent that told you you don't need one. Why don't you call the agent now and say, hey, you told me I don't need anyone, right? Why isn't that agent now?
So let's say, yeah. I love this, right? Because I have zero experience.
Yep.
Pretty much. So let's say there's a fire. Fire at somebody's rental property. Who do I call first? Besides instructing the tenant to call 911 and getting the fire out.
Yeah. Our tenant, our client yesterday, 2 days ago, called us. She's in they're in Washington, but they have properties in Midwest. They called us. She said, Andy, we just had a fire. I just got a call from the fire department. I said, great. Don't do anything else. The office will send you all the paperwork. We'll get out to the property. It was late, so we'll say we'll be at the property first thing in the morning. We were there first thing in the morning. We made sure it doesn't need to be boarded up, mitigated, anything else. And we handle everything. So that client, she's handling her other properties, her business. We're ready from day one. Helping her with the loss.
Interesting. Yeah, that's. I think.
I mean, if you have a fire, call the fire department. Don't call us.
We said that. We covered ourselves. You don't call 911. Tenant calls 911.
I don't carry that. No. I can only carry 2 jugs of water, so I'm not much of a help.
And we usually remove our exterior hose bibs on our rentals anyway. So we may not be much help if we show up there with a garden hose. So what we're saying is, so you could literally take it on from there. You know, one approach would be call the adjuster first, let them, and then bring in the insurance company. I like to use brokers because sometimes I don't want to have – everybody's worried about insurance claims that their insurance is going to rise or get terminated, right? We have a construction company. We had an accident last year. Now we get the paperwork, and it went through because it was a total loss. Mm-hmm. Insurance is not renewing us. Now we got to reshop for insurance, right? So I think a lot of landlords are also, and non-landlords, right? Just primary residents, they're reluctant to even put in a claim. Could one approach be call the adjuster and see if this makes sense?
And on all other claims, when our clients call us, they say, this is what happened. Like we have one we're inspecting tomorrow in Ohio that they haven't filed yet. We want to go inspect it to make sure there is an actual covered claim there and that the damage is worth going to go beyond the deductible and that the client's going to get actually paid, that it's worth it for them to file a claim, right? There's no reason for you to file a claim if we can't get you paid and can't get you over the deductible and can't get you a return. It's not worth it. So we want to protect our clients, help them out as best as we can. Regarding the premiums, I mean, premiums go up every year, right? They can't solely drop you on one claim. Now, this is for homeowners or property. They can't drop you. They can't raise your premiums. But premiums go up based on the area you live. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens with a lot of people, they'll have on their policy their premium, and then they have a claims-free discount. Well, when you file a claim, you lose that discount. So your premium doesn't go up. You just lose that discount they're giving you. But premiums now, with all the hurricanes and everything that's going on, are only going to go up. I mean, people in Florida are paying through the roof. Mm. So, you know, and if you're not going to file a claim, why pay a premium? Why buy insurance?
Yeah, got it. So, well, I mean, I think there's a lot of value already offered in this. I was not expecting here. You know, get it started first. Review these policies. We did that years ago for property management. What we realized is one of the main providers of property management insurance, the liability insurance that insures property management companies, the third parties that manage other people's real estate or their own, didn't cover you, your staff, when you left the office.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? Like all of our work that we do is either in the office or when we leave the office and we go out to these, you know, hundreds or thousands of scattered sites. And it was just an eye opener to be like, something that obvious isn't covered, because who's taking — some personality types are taking the time to read the 30, 40, 50 plus pages in these policies. Do you have like I see you have certifications or licenses for this. Do you have a legal department that's set up for each state? Like, what does your back end look like to be able to do this well across, you know, different states?
Yeah, our team has been built over the last 10 years to where, yes, we have our own attorneys that we turn around. They're our retainer that we work with to help draft letters. We have insurance agents on our team that were previous insurance agents that interpret policies. An agent we've worked with that's been on our team, Tom, he still sells insurance, and he sells he's one of the most interesting insurance agents you ever meet. He sells policies to people that no one else doesn't know how to insure them. Okay. Like, he's insuring there's a gentleman, I guess, that builds statues all over the world. He's his insurance agent. I think his premium is like $100,000 a year. And he was the only one to figure out how to insure him. And when he looked at his policy that he had before him, he found all these liabilities. He's like, do you know that when you take these statues out of this country and they go to a different country, you only have $1,000 in coverage, even though the statue is like $1 million or whatever.